This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bitar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
All right, I'm holed up in my studio dodging, I guess, eggs being thrown because I'm hidden away. I didn't get any candy for the kids tonight because I don't believe in poisoning kids any day of the year, including Halloween. Am I just a killjoy, Dr. Bitar?
I don't think so, Robert. I don't think you're a killjoy at all. I think you're the party of the town.
Yes, it's like if they're coming over, we're getting them something that they're going to go like, ooh, that's good for me. I don't want that. But, you know, honestly, my wife did make some organic cupcakes for Ari's class. They were doing a Halloween party, so at least they were a little less toxic in terms of junk food for at least one party.
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying. You know, the healthy food always makes it good, doesn't it?
Yeah, and we had some healthy food. We missed you this weekend. I know you were on the road again, but the Hearthlight Healing event, another cancer event, this time in North Georgia in Gainesville. Ty and I was there, and a lot of folks that you got to meet, some for the first time, at the Truth About Cancer event. And we spoke to a lot of the medical community up there, and it was funny because you know how I like to make constipation jokes about doctors? And they actually did laugh at my jokes, but one of them that works in a hospital up there came up to me afterwards and say, hey, go a little easy on us. We're not all bad. I said, no, I know that. But the ones who are bad, they're the ones who are supposed to get upset, not you, because you're a good guy.
So is that the doctors you said that the movie Doc Hollywood was made about?
Oh, yeah, he was one of the guys that was there. He's a good guy. He's not exposed to a lot of the things that you know that I know, but he's far, far, far on the inside of research institutions like Emory University, and he's got a really great heart, and, you know, he's really into natural healing. But when I've talked to him in the past, because he's a friend of my mother's as well, about the things that you've done, that we can do, that Dr. Nick has done, Linda Isaacs has worked with pancreatic cancer have done, his eyes get really big like he's never heard of that before. But rather than being the kind of, oh, that's ridiculous, it's not proven, he's genuinely like a kid at that moment, so intrigued, so interested, said, please, I want to know more, I want to meet these people, I want to learn this stuff. So I was so encouraged. I knew that guy, where his heart is, but there were a lot of other doctors that did show up that are finally opening up. As we've said, consciousness is shifting. It's not an easy thing for a lot of those folks. But, you know, I even at the end had a talk with an elderly doctor. I imagine he might have been in his 70s, still working in a hospital, a nice man, very much appreciative of the information. But you could tell he kind of was feeling a little awkward because there was a lot of biting truths that were being exposed there.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the hallmarks, I think, of a person that is in expansive mode and is in growth mode, because they're intrigued, the curiosity is piked when they hear about something that's innovative, something new, something that could potentially benefit their patients, versus somebody who immediately dismisses it or minimizes something that's outside of their normal pool of knowledge. And I think that inherently an individual who may not know something about a certain subject matter that's open and curious about it, especially if it could have an impact on other people's lives in a positive manner. I think that's what distinguishes, if you want to say, a good guy versus a bad guy, the openness to receive,
yes,
as opposed to the closeness of saying, hey, I know everything, there's nothing more to know.
Well, and what we've known too, and we've talked about this a number of times over the years, is that the patients are driving this more than the doctor community is. It doesn't mean, as we said, that there are no doctors open to it. We know that by and large, in their run-of-the-mill, everyday kind of work-a-day world, they're not being exposed to this kind of information that we cover on a regular basis, or that what you know, the things that were revealed at the Truth About Cancer. But the you know, the idea that they wouldn't be open, I don't like to judge a book by its cover. I try to give the benefit of the doubt, and some people, these docs, believe it or not, some of them have just not been exposed to this yet.
Yeah, Robert, I totally agree with you. I completely agree with you, and I think that the points that you're making, you know, and this closeness versus the openness, I think that really is the distinguishing factor. And I think that we, as in the medical community, there are a lot more of us out there that we realize that are really excited and receptive to finding the truth and finding out more. I think that as more people find out that there are others out there, for as an example, if you look at the CDC, you know, we kind of hit the CDC all the time, but the truth is there are people in the CDC that are very aware of what we're doing, people, doctors like, that are dealing with the heavy metal issue and persistent organic pollution issue. They're very aware of the issue, how clinically important it is. They're very appreciative that there are doctors like us out there that are doing something about it, but they didn't realize that there were doctors like us in there. And so we, as a general rule, when you and I are talking, you know, the CDC is always, we always kind of are negative about the CDC, and they deserve it. But again, toxicology versus infectious disease, all the fame and all the Hollywood movies are made about the infectious disease team. They don't talk about the toxicology team. And the toxicology teams, they're the ones who are really intrigued by what we do. So I think this point that you bring up is very valid, because there are people out there that are on board, but they don't know that we exist, and vice versa. We don't know they exist, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But as the community becomes bigger, as the global community becomes bigger, and there's a lot of opportunity for like-minded people to get together, share ideas, come up with better solutions. And I think that's what the Truth About Cancer conference, I felt that that's what it was about, or part of it that was about that. And maybe this conference that you just came from, because like you said, there was a lot of doctors there, and they may not have gotten your constipation jokes, but...
they laughed anyway. But the childlike curiosity is something the word curiosity is a really cool word. I was used, I think, last week at some point. I don't remember when. It was like, yeah, I remember being curious about the world. I'm still curious about the world. But when I hear the word, I think back to the times where I looked at the world and I said, you know, I really would like to know about that. I'd like to know about that. I'd like to know what happens. What is it that stops that, right? At a certain point where like, we're just not curious anymore, like the doctor community that would be exposed to new information that might not be open to it, that would just dismiss it outright, versus those that I encountered this week who were genuinely curious. What is it that shuts people down to this?
Well, I think part of it may be ego. Part of it is that self-importance that has been propagated and fertilized and, you know, grown and nurtured, that, hey, you're a physician and you know more than everybody else. And I think that goes back to the history of medicine and how everything else, like the homeopathy and the natural remedies, were all poo-pooed, and they started the new medical thought process, which goes back to the history that you and Ty talk about in your book, you know, the the Flexner Report and all that, where that whole thing started. So I think there's been an orchestrated move to make doctors feel that they were more important and their knowledge base was beyond reproach, and whatever you've learned is it, and that's the gospel. And I think that's where it really stops for a lot of doctors. But those that have either, they're more aware or they're more conscious, and as they go through their experience in medicine, they start realizing that there's a lot that we don't know, and they're the ones that are curious. They're the ones that really want to improve the health of the patients. The rest of them are either scared to step out because they've been witness to the ostracization of those that don't, you know, toe the party line type of thing. You know, if you're not going to be part of our team, then we're going to get rid of you type of thing. So I think that's really what comes down to ego. And then, of course, the self-importance power thing. You know, you're part of the good old boys club, and if you violate it, boom.
Yeah. I love that you said ostracization. I usually stumble on that word. Hearing it from you now, I know I'm confident I can say it.
If I can say it, anybody can say it.
Right, yeah, it's easy enough for a caveman to do it. So, Super Don likes to say. Super Don, by the way, are you dressing up like a caveman for Halloween? I just want to know, to scare the grandkids. I saw that one of your grandkids, you dressed up like Donald Trump.
That's correct. That is correct. But no on the caveman. Why would I dress up like a caveman? How did you pick that?
Well, it just kind of occurred to me that, you know, you could intimidate children at the door if you were a caveman.
That's no. Actually, you know, it's dark right now, so all the lights are off because I'm on the air.
Oh, that's well. I'm hidden away in the studio as well, so we don't get quickly egged by people that want Halloween treats we're not going to give out. But yeah, if you could be a caveman, you could carry a club like that guy in your favorite show, The Walking Dead.
Oh, true.
Yeah,
that is true.
I have some thought behind it.
All right. You're working. Your brain is working.
We're far removed. Well, you know, speaking about the caveman mentality, there's a study here out of England that says a cholesterol test for one-year-olds could be of some use, could be helpful. I'm thinking, you want to check one-year-olds for cholesterol? Are you kidding me? This is where we don't give a lot of credence or credit to how horribly wrong medicine has gone.
Yeah, Robert, this is really an interesting thing that you just said, because the test in itself, you know, if they want to check cholesterol, fine. You know, if you want to know what the temperature in the Congo is and how it's affecting the crop of corn that's being grown in Iowa, there's no relevance, obviously, but hey, if you want to know that, that's fine. You can go and do it. The problem is what they'll do with that information. When they do this cholesterol test and they see some kids with the cholesterol levels that don't meet the normal criteria of, you know, within the normal reference range, what they've defined as a normal reference range, they're going to start giving children statin drugs. And, oh, my God, these kids are going to have hepatocellular carcinoma. They're going to have liver cancer by the time they're 15 years old. This is just it's beyond absurdity to start looking at it. And, again, if people really, if the public really understood what is the relevance of cholesterol in the body, the relevance of cholesterol in the body is that it is one of the most important components in the human physiological system. All sex hormones are dependent on it. The cell membrane integrity is dependent on it. And if you start to decrease that, especially during a developmental phase, why don't you just shoot the kid right now in the head?
This is it. This is a culling of the herd kind of test, because it's, as you said, it's one thing that, hey, we're curious about levels in kids and you can analyze it and learn something from it that may be helpful in academia or to teach doctors something good. But in this case, what is it going to do? They're going to say, oh, you have familial hypercholesterolemia. And Dr. Batar, we've talked about your issue with cholesterol. You would have been put on a statin drug at age zero.
Yeah, exactly. And this is one of the things that, it's happening all the time, where under the pretense, I mean, this is actually, if you think about it, Robert, this is exactly how the medical boards operate too. Under pretense of public safety, here it's under pretense of childhood preventive disease, they're going to create more problems.
Yep. And since the adults no longer take statins, a lot of them, because of how horrible they felt on them, the liver damage it did, we'll give it to the kids because they won't be able to say no. That's a Halloween scare for you for modern medicine. Well, we got advanced medicine today, as we do every week with Dr. Rasha Batar, and we're going to take the scare out of healing after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like Barley's Flax Oil, Green Tea Extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We were just talking about cholesterol with Dr. Raja Bhattar because they want to test one-year-olds for high cholesterol. I was like, what are they going to do? Drug them to death, and that's not an exaggeration. That is a Halloween scary. Another Halloween scary is the whole pink ribbon breast cancer pink washing month, and we're just about to leave it. Those of you listening live on Halloween evening with us, with Dr. Raja Bhattar, Advanced Medicine, and there's a story here about, you know, think about it, hormones, because you said it, and it's so right. Cholesterol, the most vital precursor to your sex hormones, and you talk about developmental hormones in youth and even in elder ages. They keep us young. Now we got the women about breast cancer issue, breast density and breast cancer risk. Apparently they're confused about what breast density means as it relates to breast cancer risk or mammograms. Of course, they go right to radiation as the only way to detect stuff, and that's wrong. But this is around the world because they have this huge pink ribbon in Dubai. So the cancer industry has succeeded in almost taking over the entire planet.
That's a pretty sad thing, but one component that is very, very obvious, Robert, when you travel throughout the world, and I'm sure you've noticed this too, the preponderance of U.S. medicine being considered the definitive component, like that, you know, like the gospel. It's
yep.
Pretty much if the U.S. says it, it's what it is. So whether you're in the Middle East, whether you're, you know, in Central America, everybody is interested in what the U.S. is doing. So then you have places like Kaiser, you have places like Johns Hopkins, Cedars-Sinai, all these different places in the United States that have annexes set up in these different countries. And so you've got, you can go to Johns Hopkins in Panama, you can go to Johns Hopkins in Asia, you know, you've got all these different annexes that have got spread out. And what they do then is they spread, it's almost like a an infectious disease, if you will, then they, huh. they start infecting those areas. And so then the pink ribbon components and all these other BS type of illusions that have been created also follow that network that's been created as they expand.
Yeah, it is interesting. And, you know, I always come back to my two trips to West Africa when I told the doctors there that I work with and you know, were training. You know, it's like training them to say, you know, I want to learn from you. I want you to go back to the medicine of your ancestors in the bush. Save it, because it will save you ultimately, because we're poisoning you. And it is not, you know, it's not that there isn't a benefit to modern medicine in terms of emergency trauma. That's amazing. We never dispute that. But the issue is everything else, which is a lot. Which you know, with all the bells and whistles and technology and all the whirring sounds that happen and the white lab coats that are intimidating, it's really not that impressive. And that's why I say, you know, when I call it a medical degree, I know some people laugh, some people groan, some people get offended. But really, the common sense that God gives us, a lot of folks that get the degree, they just kind of leave that on the side.
Right. And I think that Ty and I actually had this conversation. So you know how I feel about this. I also feel the exact same way, that we've made great advances in medicine when it comes to trauma and acute mm-hmm. care type situations, but everything else, it's pathetic at best. It's palliative. People don't recover from this stuff. Having said that, I think that we also have to be very cautious from people utilizing the titles mm-hmm. when they haven't earned those titles. We'll talk about this off the air, but my point simply is that when people mislead the public, for example, if somebody has a degree in whatever type of healing process or anything for that matter, the public should know that, and somebody who doesn't have that degree, they shouldn't be, at least this is my opinion, they shouldn't be using that degree to mislead the public, which I think one of the concerns that the medical boards have. Now,
sure.
Is that legitimate? I think it is legitimate, and I think that should be...
Well, I like truth in labeling, Dr. Bitar. Like, I mentioned this, like, when I lectured at the Naturopathic Gastroenterology Conference, I was the only homeopath to lecture there, and I was the only one that presented on a protocol for recovery that didn't include any drugs. And I was at a naturopathic school, right? The naturopaths were talking about drugs, and I thought, this is strange. They're naturopaths, okay? They're granted the title of naturopathic doctor based on their training, but they're not naturopathic doctors. They're medical naturopathic doctors, which might be great if that's what you want, and that's cool. I got no problem with that. But there are also traditional naturopaths that don't go through that. They're different. They say they're different. This is what we are. This is what you are. I just say who you are. Don't lie about it, right? I think that's fair. Anyway, and if you say you're a medical doctor, we'll be very cautious around you, right? All right, we're going to take a break here. Dr. Rasha Bitar doing advanced medicine, the kind of medicine we like here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check him out at drbitar.com, drbuttar.com, linked up in the show notes, as well as his international best-selling book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away.
Say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Baradier, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie.
God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 Paul Revere's.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation. The movie. .info. Let's fix it.
For P-150, P-150GA, P-150NY, P-150OK, P-150TN, C-250A, C-250E, C-250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4939. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4939. That's 1-800-656-4939. 1-800-656-4939.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, taking a broadcast moment to do a Halloween scary, but actually a Halloween empowerment. It's a quote from my friend Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center. The greatest enemy of the Constitution on the face of the earth is the U.S. federal government. Ponder that, folks. Ponder that, right? The enemy within, and our founders warned us against that. Think about that when you go to the ballot box, if you do, in about a week or so. All right, Dr. Bitar, we're back at it. Breast density and breast cancer, do they have something to do with one another? I mean, this story we were hitting at just briefly was talking about mammograms and how to read mammograms. Well, we've talked about thermography and other ways to detect this stuff without radiating tissue. But what is the relationship with the so-called breast density and breast cancer?
Well, I think that when you look at the literature, you're probably going to get both supporting and non-supporting evidence of that. Some people would say, yes, there's an increase in breast density with cancer, and other people would say, well, there's studies that have shown that that's not. Bottom line is, though, cancer is a process that begins as a secondary issue to an environmental trigger. And it's not a genetic disorder, although a genetic predisposition may play a role in it. But that doesn't mean it's a genetic issue. When you start talking about density, you know, you have fibrocystic breast disease. Fibrocystic breast disease is benign. It's not anything that some people would say there's a higher incidence of breast cancer with people that have fibrocystic disease, and yet there's literature to support otherwise. So I don't think there's any correlation between breast density. I can't even say that. I said that three times fast.
Yeah, that density. One's harder than the ostracization.
Yeah, exactly. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood, right? One of those type of things. Breast density, I don't believe, is a parameter or anything that you can hang your hat on to say that if you have increased density of your breast tissue, that you're going to have a higher incidence of cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and think about, as we've talked about for years, and if you read in the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, again, the toxicity in the tissue. It's a collection, if you will, of heavy metals, of pesticides. We've now talked about glyphosate and GMOs are finding evidence of that in breast milk and breast tissue. And this is where we're seeing these cancerous tumors happen. And, of course, the spread or the metastasis often happening through the lymphatic system, which is part of the drainage canal of the body, which, unfortunately, many of these oncologists look at the lymphatic system as if it's the enemy. And rather than understand it and help it to work again, they just start removing those drainage channels.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge issue. That's exactly right. So just to add to that, Robert, besides the toxicity aspect, and the other one is the nutritional aspect. That tissue is not getting the nutrients that it needs. The very, very intricate and essential mineral balance has been disrupted. There's either a deficiency or a relative deficiency, meaning deficiency is an absolute deficiency where the minerals are just not there, or a relative deficiency in that there's nothing that is absolutely deficient, but because one mineral is extremely high compared to the other ones, it creates a relative deficiency. And so those type of imbalances are the second reason that you may develop that cancer at that very spot. Usually it's a combination of both, though, the nutritional deficit or relative deficit and the toxicity aspect. Mm-hmm. But the point being, again, it's not something that's dependent on the density of the tissue. I think there's many different components that could contribute to increased or decreased breast density that are not oncogenic in process or not cancerous in process.
Yeah. Folks, there's a lot more we've talked about cancer over the years together doing advanced medicine. And one of the easiest ways you can get the archives is to go to, what do we say? MedicalRewind.com. MedicalRewind.com. And again, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours now of great advanced medicine together with Dr. Bitar. We have callers come in from time to time, sometimes live. We've taken them, 866-939-BELL. Other times they call and leave a message when we're not on the air, which is exactly what happened with this caller, and I want to go to it right now.
Hey, this is LJ in Baltimore. I'm just calling to try to get a question in about lipomas and what to do. I went back and listened to a program from the Robert Scott Bell Show from 2012, and Robert had mentioned about his mother had 2 lipomas, and he used, I think, heat sulfur. But he didn't really go into some detail about what he did and how much and, you know, that kind of thing. So anyway, just wondering if that would work with multiple lipomas. I'm getting multiple ones, just different areas, mainly stomach and ribs. And just curious if there's anything, you know, that can be done as far as what causes them and how to get rid of them, if possible. Regular allopathic medicine has no answer other than to cut them out. So appreciate any help I can get on that. Thank you.
All right, LJ from Baltimore, great question. And he's referring to, I love it that they listen all the way back as they find out about the show, Dr. Bitar. But yeah, my mom had a massive one. In fact, that I joked about it on the air once that, you know, it was so big I thought a Buick was going to drive out of it. I mean, that it was just bad. It was painful for her.
Why a Buick?
Because those were big cars at the time. It was really big.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, that's all. It was just a large car joke. But the reality was, you know, it took a number of years to grow to the point where the tissue would finally be expulsed from her body, and it was just a horrible mass of just foul things. And, you know, as I said, hypersulfur calcarium is a homeopathic remedy that can help facilitate that, but it's not the only thing. I don't want to oversimplify these things. There were a lot of things we had to do to clean up her diet because there's a lifetime of accumulation that was being reversed as she changed her diet later in her life. Now she's 82, almost 83, and she's on zero drugs. She would have been dead of cancer years ago had she not gone the way she went. We've talked about this issue of lipomas. This guy's got multiple lipomas that he said around his middle section and such. Have you encountered these before?
Yeah, lipomas are actually quite they're quite common. Robert, I would have to tell you that in my experience with lipomas, when I was in general surgery, people would often come in with lipomas, and the general advice that was given to most of these patients, and of course it was the only advice that I gave, but even the consensus with some of the colleagues in other surgeons, conventional, it was the same thing. If it's not bothering you, leave it alone. Now, today, my understanding of a lipoma and understanding physiology is much different. Well, my understanding of physiology has evolved, but my understanding of lipomas based on physiology is much different than it would have been, say, 15 years ago. I would still say that a lipoma is, if it's not bothering you, if it's not over a joint, if it's not over an area that is, you know, constantly rubbing or irritating you, then leave it. Don't do any kind of surgery. And if it is, then you may want to consider surgery, but I think the much better course of action would be what you were talking about with the homeopathic remedies, which I don't have any experience with lipomas. But a lipoma, I think, is a reaction or a response, a reactive, defensive response of the body to, as you said, with your mom's issue. I think it's loculating some of that area up.
Whoa, that's a cool word you just said. Did you say loculating?
Yep, loculating. Yep.
I like that word, Rosh. I don't think I've ever heard you say that. Loculating. It's like locking it away. It sounds like what it sounds like. Is that right? Locking it away?
Yeah. Well, we generally tend to use that like loculated fluid in the lungs. So it's like pools, like little pockets of fluid that form. So it's basically what you just said. It kind of locks it away, or it's loculated in to that particular tissue. And I think lipomas may be that type of reaction because we know. Yeah. My belief system, at least, and I know that you have the same belief system, that cancer, the tumors, are actually not a problem the way we think it is. Everybody thinks that the tumor is a cancer. I think the tumor is the body's defensive mechanism to try to wall off the cancer from growing.
Exactly.
And, so I think that's probably what a lipoma is.
Yeah, I agree. This is what, you know, my experience has been with this, and that's why it is one thing to remove them if they're annoying you, if they are hurting you, impinging on something. But the long-term recovery, as I said, and I saw, and there's even a picture of it. It's kind of gross for those that are not into that. In my mom's autobiography, she talks about that in her journey back to health and what happened and how she made a decision where the doctors were, for lack of a scientific term, freaking out about it, you know, as they do, trying to tell you, oh, it's cancer, it's going to kill you. And, of course, her homeopathic husband at the time, and he was my mentor, was saying, no, this is good. Your body is mobilizing its defenses. I mean, he sounded like Dr. Batar. He's saying, this is a good thing. It's strengthening. Let's encourage this, encourage it. But most people don't have the patience to wait, and she did. She fought through it, and eventually it left her body. There's actually an indentation on her back. You can see where it was so large. But after that, her health got tremendously better. And I think it also may have had a contributing factor where the menopausal hormones they put her on, Premarin and Provera, which were really messing with women for many years, causing cancer.
So, Robert, I just want to stop you for a second. Did you say her husband was your mentor? So is that
for a while? Yeah, they were married. Yeah, they got together. It was that's a whole long story.
Your mom, you're talking about?
Yeah. See.
Oh, so this was like your stepdad.
Yeah, he was like my stepdad for a while. And see, the thing is, it was interesting. I'd go back to the story briefly because it's kind of cool. My mom was always the innovator. She's an entrepreneur. And now she's a dancer. She's always been a dancer. But she started a business and professional singles club for her age because she, you know, she wasn't married at the time. She's like, hey, that's a great way to start it out. And she brought in the coolest speakers ever. I would go, and I didn't care to meet people that weren't my age, but I wanted to learn all the time. And then this guy shows up from Belgium, and I'm like, dude, this guy knows some stuff. I got to learn. And that's how it started. That's the short version of it.
Oh,
so it's a fascinating backstory. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Yeah,
pretty wild.
I didn't know that. That is a great story.
In her autobiography, sure, is probably in there.
Okay, well, I will read that. So just to come back to the lipoma issue, I think that, you know, lipomas are defined as a benign cancer.
Yeah.
And so really, if it's benign, it's not growing. And I think that's the reason that you don't see, they're not considered any issue from conventional standpoint. But again, it's kind of seeing an area of deficit or an area of nutritional imbalance, and it's a protective mechanism, a reaction that loculation, you know, kind of locks it away from everything else. I think that's really what it is, and I think a homeopathic remedy would by far, if something is out there that can work, Robert, I mean, it would be foolish not to try it.
Sure. And, you know, the only thing is I tell folks, it's like, it's not like allopathic medicine. Although in an acute phase scenario, arnica can help immediately with injury. We know that. And that's why it could be used along with allopathic acute trauma care. There's no reason that they have to be mutually exclusive. But when we're talking about chronic accumulation, we've talked about the fact that you don't want to shock the system to remove everything all at once. It could kill you. You know, the toxins that dump when you're dealing with cancer, if you eradicate it so quickly, cachexia, we've talked about. So the idea that I was on is the long, taking the long view, unless you're in a life or death scenario where you've got no other option, I want to work it back out, not as long as it took you to get there, because for me, when I started at the age of 24, it didn't take me 24 years to undo. It took me two intense years to undo the vast majority of what I suffered with the previous 24. So for me, that math was like a month for every year. I know it varies from person to person, but it also depends on how dedicated you are to stay the course and to do what is necessary. Read it. The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away was one of the books I had in my PowerPoint presentation this weekend because it's that important. Dr. Rasha Bitar is with us. We're wrapping up Advanced Medicine, another astounding Halloween edition. We've got some more to talk about after the break. I think we might go into, let me see, the flu. Very interesting on this after the break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body's not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Charlie Daniels, he's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your guns.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Yeah, each and every week we go Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bitar. Links up in the show notes. Check them out. RobertScottBell.com. There's a few stories. We'll see if we can get to them real quick here. One was about over-diagnosing ADHD in children with autism. I'm like, dude, what's the point? I mean, isn't the issue of mercury toxicity enough that you're going to say, well, we have ADHD, let's get them on Ritalin or Speed? This is one of those stories that annoys me, Dr. Bitar.
Well, you and I are on the same sheet of music. It is.
Yeah.
It is annoying.
All right. Well, we don't have to spend time on
that study.
No. Yeah. I think we'll leave that annoying one out just because it's just annoying. let's move on to the lead levels in water. They're finding it more and more everywhere. Lead levels. There's school districts all over the United States that are scrambling as they're finding out there's lead in their water. It's like, dude, you know, this is a basic concept. It's not new that lead is toxic, but who didn't know that there'd be problems with these aging pipelines or adding fluoride to water and increasing its toxicity?
Yeah, I think this is a frustrating one in itself because the tests that are available to do lead screenings have been around. Even the spot blood test, it's relatively accurate, and they have done screens. We used to do back in the mid-2000s, so we're looking over 10 years ago, we would do free community lead screenings. We actually bought this machine, and it, you know, you could just do like a blood stick that you would do for a diabetic to see what the blood sugar levels were with a finger stick, and you could get pretty much plus or minus 3% accuracy on lead levels. And everybody knows, as you said, that lead is an issue. They took lead out of gasoline in the 80s, and even though there's still lead inside of unleaded gasoline, but they recognized finally, and this was, again, some of the CDC group, the toxicology group that helped to make that happen, which, you know, we don't realize. It was the CDC that was really behind it. Some of the researchers at the CDC that were really behind pushing the trying to get the lead out of the gasoline, and they were ridiculed by members of Congress and by their own peer group within the CDC. So they are good guys in these other areas, as I was mentioning before in the first segment of the show today. But coming back to this lead issue, for them to be scrambling at this juncture, at this time in history, it's absurd. They should have had things in place. I think that they probably are now becoming more aware of it because there's more talk of it. And like you said,
right,
some of it may be because of the fluoride, some of it may be aging lines. But it's an absurdity to think that this is something that just snuck up on them. It didn't sneak up on them.
Yeah, and as we find out, these government agencies, they like to make it a political issue, left versus right, but it turns out the EPA knew, for instance, in Flint, Michigan, that this was going on and did nothing as well. So it goes all the way up to the highest levels of the federal government. And that's why if you wait for the government to do something that's good for you, you could be dead or your child could be lead poisoned. That's what we're finding out. Now, on to the flu shot. The question is, does the flu provide better immunity than a flu shot? And I'm like, you know, in one sense, of course, because you're actually being so-called exposed to the actual virus that you overcome, and now there's a theoretical immunity, although, as we know, immunity is not only to do with an antibody. In fact, you can have an antibody to a disease and still succumb to it if you're immune suppressed or immune depressed. We talk about the start of flu season being Halloween because you start hyper sugaring kids and adults with things that are upsetting their microbiome, the seat of the immune system.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Robert. So this thing with the flu shot, I mean, is it going to be better than the, I'm sorry, getting the flu, is that better than getting the flu shot? Well, in my world, yes. The answer is yes, unequivocally yes, because with the flu shot, you're getting all this other crap that you shouldn't get in your body. With the flu, you're just getting the flu. And this kind of comes back to even at the roundtable discussion that the truth about cancer, when I mentioned, if you recall, when I said, you know, Robert and I are not against vaccinations, you know, but we are against stupidity. It's how we act.
So, yes. Yeah.
So I think that was probably, I had a number of people that came up to me that day and the following day that said they really liked that topic, that the way I presented that and addressed that topic. But, you know, the thing is that the flu shot itself, there is no justification for it because we know that there's thousands upon thousands of different strains of viruses. And each year, it's an epidemiological type of assessment that's a computer analog that they run, some type of algorithm that they run to predict which one they think is going to be the culprit, and then they make the vaccine against it. So there's no reason to give anybody the flu shot because you don't know.
Right.
I mean, up and down and sideways is a stock market, three choices, and they can't predict it. Now they're going to try to predict which virus is going to be the one that's going to cause
it. No, it's another absurdity. And as we say, living healthy, living cleanly, exercising. Seriously, serious exercise can keep you healthier way better than any flu shot. And, of course, there is homeoprophylaxis for those that want that. Dr. Pitar, we're out of time. I can't believe how fast it goes. I do, because we've been doing it for so many years. Can you tell them what they need to know before we're done?
Well, I can tell them that the power to heal is yours.
Absolutely.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com. And you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.